Cheryl Scott has worked for the Environmental Protection Agency for 16 years. Now she's outside her EPA office on Ross Avenue with a dozen other furloughed employees. She holds a sign that says honk to end the shutdown. And she says people are honking.
I think everybody's fed up with it. You know, it's not just that we're not getting paychecks. It's hurting the whole economy. And people have had it.
Because of the sequester budget cuts earlier this year, EPA employees were furloughed without pay for a week last summer. And now, Scott says, a shutdown with no end in sight. She's worried.
I can put doctors and food on credit cards and pay the minimum. But mortgage, utilities, car insurance, that requires cash. And for the end of the month, I don't know how much is going to be there. So scary.
EPA scientist Clovis Stibe says his family has cut out all frills like eating out. Earlier this week, he filed for unemployment, something he thought he would never do. He says it was a humbling experience.
I have two small kids at home, both in diapers, and this isn't making it any easier to kind of provide for them. And the big unknown of how long this will last is, you know, going into our savings. This isn't helping anybody. The contractors, those guys have even worse than us.
Stibe says at least furloughed workers have the promise of getting back pay when it's all over, which he hopes is soon. BJ Austin, KERA News.